This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with another review of things going on in the farming community, the ag community, as it relates to the family part of agriculture is my part. I'm a family farmer, been around cows, raising cows, milking cows all my life, so I have a great deal of expertise, and I come from a place of knowledge and sympathy when it comes to what's going on. I find it disgusting. And there are a couple of things. I'd like to start each of our visits with some news. I find it interesting to see what's going on in Oregon this week, where legislation will put a moratorium, a stop, on building these huge mega dairies. It's a temporary ban, gives state regulators in Oregon time to evaluate the environmental risks, the public health risks, and the public health risks here are that the quality of milk is awful coming from these huge mega dairies, the 5,000, 10,000 cows in Indiana and New Mexico. They got a couple of places where they have 20,000 cows. Imagine milking around the clock with robots. These cows. So anyway, there have been other proposals like this in other states that haven't gotten past muster because of the lobbying power of the big ag operations. But, you know, the waste management thing is a problem. I saw a place in called Lost Valley in Oregon. They were cited last month for 200 violations, including manure lagoons that overflow onto land. What bothers me more than anything else is the storage of dead animals. They don't put them into a manure pile or something, which is what you do to recycle them. They just leave them on the ground. Dairy calves and animals. I mean, how disgusting. This farm, according to state regulators, and as more I look into it, really highlights the crisis, the situation when it comes to these huge facilities. It's not the water that they use, the way that the factory farms dispose of things. This is the underbelly of the industry, and it's time that we look at what's going on in Oregon, where the Coalition of Food Safety and Environmental People and Family Farm Groups are pushing hard now for a total moratorium on mega dairy construction. And it's about time. That needs to be a federal priority. One of these places, well, I guess what they want to do is limit the number of cows in one dairy to 2,500. That even seems unmanageable to me. There are two, I didn't realize this, looking at the situation in Oregon, there are two that have 30,000 head, and they're trying to find a permit to operate in another part of the state. Good God, what in the world are these people thinking about? They're not thinking about health, they're not thinking about well-being, they're certainly not thinking about the well-being of the animals, for sure. 30,000 cows in one place. It's shameful. It really is. So anyway, people ought to be talking, I guess they are, to a point, with the Biden administration to try to get these agricultural changes. I'm all for it. And one of the other things going on this week, a report from Appalachia as to how agriculture is taking over. You know, there's been a big to-do since Biden took office. He wants to close down all of the coal mines, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And in a sense, even though when I was doing my regular program this week, the DJV show, that's heard on many of these same stations every morning or during the day, for 2 or 3 hours, I was talking with the ladies who were on the air with me about the collapse of the coal industry and how Biden shutting it down, not good, all these people out of work, etc. Well, digging around a little bit more, looking at some of the towns in Appalachia and how they, you know, for so long have relied on coal, but now They're apparently turning to some green initiatives and incentivizing agricultural work, farms, especially like beekeeping. There's a lot of that down there. I don't know about working the soil because I don't know that much about the soil in Appalachia. But I know, you know, in certain areas it's pretty easy to farm, in others it isn't. But apparently a lot of tomatoes are being grown down there and harvested. A lot of apples are being grown there. And the state is trying to promote this area as a place to go, buy a farm, set a farm up, hire the employees that were working in the coal industry. Okay, that's a solution. There's a solution-oriented situation. How many of you have gotten your settlement? I got a check this week, and I'd forgotten even that I was a part of the suit. But I'm betting a lot of you listening got a check for hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars for the milk powder settlement. This was a class action lawsuit that was brought against the the Suiza family, Dean Foods, et cetera, et cetera. But there are other people that were brought into it. And in essence, if you thought you were supposed to get some money and you didn't, you can go online. You can email to info@powdermilkcase.com. You can go online to milkpowdercase.com to see where you stand. If there's all kinds of stuff. The distribution is taking place, though, for some, and I think it's about time. Now, the last item I have here in terms of farm news has to do with the number of people living in rural America on farms who are not signing up for the vaccine. And one of the reasons is because there's no internet or there isn't reliable service. So if you want to sign up for the virus, apparently many of you are going to probably say, oh, yeah, I've tried to and I can't. Well, a lot of these counties, a lot of the hospitals that have the vaccine are urging people to make appointments, but they can't get to the websites because they don't have. Remember when net neutrality was ripped away, it hasn't been reinstated yet, I don't think. So a lot of people, farmers are supposed to be on the cutting edge right now. Farmers, ag workers are supposed to be getting their shots, the first round of them. So perhaps if you haven't done that yet, I don't know, if you can't get on the internet, you can't sign up, maybe you have to get in your car or your truck and go down to the health department in your community or the nearest community to sign up for it. But you should get the shots. Absolutely should get the shots. I think it's a stress reliever, if not anything else. So those are items of interest to the American family farmer. This program is all about the farm, families, and food. You can get every week we do a podcast of the conversations that we have on this program. You can find it at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. One of the other things that we do every week is remind you about things that will keep you in good health. I really have advised a lot of people that I know that work in ag who have done just like everybody else. They've eaten a lot of comfort foods, and this time of year, not as active, although things are beginning to start up again around where I am. The greenhouses are getting active, and they're trying to, we've all ordered our seeds, getting ready to plant them in the next week or two, so they'll be ready to put out in a couple of months. All of that stuff, more activity, more exercise, that's good. Use the energy that you have, not only to get the work done, but to shake off the weight. One of the important things that you do when you're on the program with Calitrin, which is my choice for weight loss, Calitrin@toploss.com, is to work on, you have a healthy exercise program is good for you. Obviously, watching what you eat is good for you. You'll get results best using Calitrin. Take it 4 capsules every night before you go to bed. Take them at bedtime, and then you get into a little exercise. You're just working more. Move your body. Keep moving. Now, there's a 45-day guarantee, by the way. If you haven't started losing weight in 45 days, get your money back. I stick with the program. I just stay on. I'm on it all the time because I think it's not only great for losing weight, but more importantly, it keeps the weight off. That's the combination of ingredients, collagen, protein, digestive enzymes. This is a complex formula, but it's all natural, and it'll keep the weight off. Find out for yourself. Go to toploss.com. Get into one of the private sessions. You have your own consultant if you want to talk to somebody individually about advice on losing weight and keeping it off. If they're all there to serve you, buy the product at toploss.com. Use the DJV code when you do it. And in that circumstance, you have to pay for shipping. And you also get these great bargains like buy three, get three free. Stay on the program. No recurring fees. When you want to order, you have to order. They're not going to charge you automatically. That's the beauty. That's the glory of using Calitrin. What success stories? Get success in your program, your quest to lose weight. Go to toploss.com, order the product, follow the routine, and make sure and check how you use the DJV code for the best discount and price.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor. The road is everything you want it to be.
Everything.
As long as what you want is road.
To ride your motorcycle.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policies starting at $79 a year. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
Those big wireless companies try to lure you in with a new phone just to lock you into a contract. Not Simple Mobile. If you have a great smartphone you love, you can get a powerful nationwide 5G network without the contract. Just text the word BYOP to 611611 to see if your phone's compatible. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple. Message and data rates may apply. Visit simplemobile.com/privacy policy for privacy policy and the terms and conditions at simplemobile.com/terms and conditions. Compatible 5G capable device and SIM required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. 5G network not available in all areas. 5G upload speeds not yet available.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Moving along on the American Family Farmer Show, I'm Doug Steffen. This week we introduce you to Dr. Talia Young, who's the founder and program director of Fishadelphia, which is a school-based community seafood program. Obviously, it's in Philadelphia. You have a degree in ecology and evolution from Rutgers. So tell us about that. Let's start with that, Dr. Young, the PhD in ecology and evolution. But when my daughter got her PhD, she said to me, Dad, I'm going to teach. I said, okay, that's good. I knew what she was going to teach you. But a lot of people say, well, what do you do with a degree like a PhD in ecology and evolution? So you're going to tell us what you do, Dr. Young.
Well, in this case, it turns out that I'm running a community seafood program. And I think an important thing to know is that before I got my degree, I was a high school teacher. And so in some ways, the things that I'm doing now are a combination of all those things. So I ended up going to school to study fish, but I was still really interested in working with young people. And
what made you? I was a high school teacher, too, for 4 years. It was a great experience. I loved the experience. And it didn't push me to do other things. I mean, I was doing other things. I was working the radio at the time, but it got me to think that there are more things to learn, and it sounds like that's your experience too.
Indeed. I mean, I loved teaching, and I also wanted to be able to do other things, and so in some ways Fishadelphia is like the perfect combination of getting to think about other things and also getting to work with young people.
Yeah. Well, you got to teach people about food, where it comes from, that sort of thing. I wouldn't have thought this sort of program would have legs. So that's one of the reasons the intrigue that we had with this was, how does this all work? How does it fit together? And what ideas can we get from you there that could perhaps expand into other parts of the country? So we'll dig right into this. Dr. Talia Young is with us on this week's American Family Farmer, which you can get every week, the podcast, at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Back into our focus on fish. Fishadelphia, the community-based seafood program that is in Philadelphia, with teacher and activist Dr. Talia Young is here. She runs the program. So where do you get the fish? I guess that's is Philadelphia a big seafood port?
Well, it turns out Philadelphia is an hour from the Jersey Shore, and New Jersey has one of the most diverse and productive fisheries on the East Coast. And so we buy our fish directly from docks and harvesters and shellfish farmers who work on the Jersey Shore. And we're incredibly lucky to work with so many awesome harvesters.
Well, I think the thing that would intrigue people, I think a lot of folks in agriculture don't realize how important fishing has become. If you talk to anybody in any of the big farm banks, about a third of their portfolio these days is invested in seafood, whether they own boats or whether they're loaning people to hire folks to work in that area. So it has become, and maybe partially that's true because our society's pushed away from beef and seems to be more interested in eating fish. And I guess I always wondered, now when it came to the surface, Dr. Young, why it was that we consider raising beef, or we consider lamb or any other meat, raising that as an agricultural product. So why isn't it natural that fish be as well?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think one of the things that's really interesting to me about fish is how it's a really interesting cultural connector between people who might be coming from different places. And that's part of how I got involved in this project. I tell this story about being at a conference, and it was like a local seafood conference, and somebody got up and said, Americans only know how to eat cod and salmon fillets, and we need to teach them how to eat other kinds of fish. And I was like, I think you maybe aren't talking to the right Americans.
Yeah, that could be.
And I was, so I wanted to see if it would be possible. Like, what happens if we connect diverse seafood eaters with local seafood? What does that look like?
Mm-hmm.
And does that have the potential to provide new markets for new domestic local markets for local harvesters, and also provide seafood for fresh access to fresh local seafood for people who might not otherwise have it?
Well, a lot of people who eat fast food think that fish comes in a square like you get at McDonald's. I mean, how ridiculous is that? When's the last time you saw a square of fish? But yet, there, you see how processed it is, and that's not seafood, as far as I'm concerned. It's just junk food. But there are plenty of places to get really good seafood, and the array is vast. You can look around at any, you know, any good grocery store has lots of seafood. Do we have enough, though? There are some people who are talking about the fishermen, i.e. farmers of the sea, are running out of places to go because we've so overfished. Is that true in that area off the Jersey coast?
I think that it varies a lot depending on where you are and what species you're fishing for. And I think that we live in a place where there are, we have a pretty good scientific understanding of the fish, as good as we can, given that fish are in the water and you can't see them.
Yeah, right.
We have a lot of science to try to tell us how many fish there are, and that allows us to try to make decent estimates about how many fish we can take out and still have fish in the future.
Mm-hmm. What types of seafood, you know, we talk about, and where I am, there's a lot of shellfish, for example.
Mm-hmm.
When we come back, I want to explore the kinds of seafood that are there, and whether it's all, you know, are you just using local seafood, or are you bringing stuff up from Florida, let's say, or Maine, or out in, you know, the salmon that comes from the Northwest? Let's talk about that as we continue to focus on seafood and how much a part of agriculture it is and needs to be in our consideration. This is a kind of a first for us here on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News.
A new mask mandate will soon go into effect. The CDC announcing late Friday that almost everyone will have to wear a mask on all public transportation, including planes, trains, and taxis, even ride shares. It goes into effect at 11:59 p.m. Monday. Another COVID vaccine could be hitting the market by the summer. Johnson & Johnson releasing data yesterday that shows its vaccine is 72% effective in the U.S. in preventing moderate and severe COVID. That's lower than the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines, but Dr. Anthony Fauci tells NBC News this third vaccine can still help us eradicate the virus.
The important point is that the protection against severe disease was very high, even in South Africa, where the mutant is dominant.
Unlike the other vaccines, Johnson & Johnson's only requires one dose. The company expected to apply next week for emergency use authorization from the FDA, and 100 million doses could be available by June. This is USA Radio News. A congressman tests positive for COVID even after getting vaccinated. Massachusetts Democrat Stephen Lynch announcing his diagnosis yesterday comes after he took both doses of the Pfizer vaccine over a week ago. A spokeswoman says Lynch is asymptomatic and feels fine. Republican support may not be needed to pass a COVID relief bill. Most Republicans are opposed to President Biden's $2 trillion proposal and would like something smaller. Democrats are considering using budget reconciliation to bypass the GOP and get the bill through. Biden yesterday responding to the idea.
I support passing COVID relief with support from Republicans if we can get it, but the COVID relief has to pass. There's no ifs, ands, or buts.
The reconciliation process calls for a simple majority instead of the 60 votes needed to avoid a filibuster. Republican hosts Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy meeting with former President Trump this week in Florida. McCarthy says Trump is committed to helping elect Republicans in 2022. McCarthy says the United Conservative Movement will strengthen the bonds of our citizens and uphold the freedoms our country was founded on. This is USA Radio News.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the springs that turn from green to that harvest honey. Pour one up for the banker downtown that got him on his feet.
All right, second half hour of the American Family Farmer this week. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Talia Young in charge of something called Fishadelphia, which is a focus on fish, promoting the connection people need to have with eating fish, that sort of thing. I was asking you about the types of seafood that are available. Is this a membership group? Is this sort of like a community group that you're trying to expand, or is everybody able to take advantage of this promotion that you're running?
So definitely anyone can take advantage of it. And many people subscribe in advance. So in some ways it's like a community supported agriculture or CSA program, but other people order week to week depending on what we have. And it's open to anyone who wants to participate.
See, around here, what we're doing is finding more and more people are getting home delivery. I have a great friend who gets fresh seafood from the coast of Maine. Some of it is local. Some of it comes from down south. But every Thursday, it gets delivered. And oftentimes, she invites me over for dinner because she knows I like fish. I don't eat meat. So I have to depend on seafood. And there is some of it that really is quite good. The fact that Philadelphia is sort of the first place this has taken place, now that you've got your feet wet, so to speak, how many other people are paying attention to this around the country? That's one of the reasons I had you here, because I want people to hear the story so that they can get involved in it as well. So where are people looking, noticing this?
Well, I think there, in some ways, this was based on really amazing programs that were developed first elsewhere. There's a robust network of community-supported fisheries around the country. The first one started in Maine in 2007. And then there are other great ones in North Carolina, in Oregon, New England. Ours is the first that works specifically with young people to run the program and also specifically targets diverse populations, in part because I think that diverse populations have really robust relationships to seafood, and that's part of what makes our program successful, that it enables us to sell more different kinds of fish and seafood. And, like, we sell a lot of whole fish, which I think a lot of other programs don't, because we're selling to people who, to communities who know how to handle whole fish, for example.
So you mean they become processors? They take it from you and they have to process the fish. The fish is not processed, as a lot of the fish gets processed on the boats these days, depending on where it's going. So if I hear you correctly, that's not the case with all the fish that you're bringing in there and distributing?
So in some cases, we sell fillets to people who want fillets, and in many cases, we sell whole fish to people who prefer to cook their fish whole.
Mm-hmm. And so let's go back to the youth aspect of this. Are the young people working on this? Are they learning about it? Because most of the kids that I know, especially even if they live in a rural area or a suburban area like I do, they don't know anything about fish. The parents don't, you know, they eat meat and they think that the yummy food is a hamburger. They've never tasted a good fish sandwich. You know, nothing better for me anyway. I love a fish sandwich with onion and lettuce and tomato and a little pickle on it. It's, you know, I want one right now.
I think our students vary a lot. I think many of our students, so we run an after-school program at two schools, and many of our students are involved because they want to learn how to run a business, but many of them are involved because their families eat a lot of seafood. We have one student who's family, she says, yeah, we eat a lot of seafood. I think we probably eat it 5 out of 7 nights on a given week. And I was like, this is why you're in our program.
Right.
And she also manages, she runs, we have a WeChat group. WeChat is a social media platform used in China. And so her mom and all of her mom's friends are on the WeChat group. And then she sells fish to all of her mom's friends through the WeChat. And they all also eat a ton of seafood. So I think it's variable. And then we have other students who don't eat that much seafood, and they've eaten a lot more since they've been involved in our project.
Yeah, and the website, by the way, for you who are listening and want to get some in-depth, go down into the weeds, it's fishapedia.com, F-I-S-H-A, is that right? Am I spelling it right? P-E-D-I-A.
Fishadelphia.
Fishadelphia. Excuse me, I think we did that wrong, yeah. Fishadelphia.com, hello, duh. All right, so when you talk about bringing people in, learning business tactics in addition to the fish, but this is a great lesson for youngsters, and I wonder, because there's a lot of racial diversity in Philadelphia, how's that play into it? There's a lot of talk these days about racial diversity and opportunity and stuff, so how does that play into this whole landscape?
That feels like a really important part of what we're doing, in part because that's who we're trying to sell fish to, right? And those are the communities that we're working in. And one of the things I think, so the students help to run the business, but they also sell fish to their communities that we wouldn't be able to reach otherwise, and I think the docs probably wouldn't be able to reach otherwise, and that is part of what makes our program successful.
Mm-hmm. Do you do different seasons? Like, the website invites people to sign up for shares. Man, I wish this was around here. I'd just sign up for this thing myself. You get people to sign up, and are there different, the fish, some fish is available sometimes of the year and others not? Is that basically, so you do kind of like a CSA, when people pick up the vegetables and stuff, they don't get the same vegetables every week because there are different vegetables depending on the time of the season. Is it the same with the fish?
It's similar, but also, I think, different. So at least here, you know, there's a vegetable season that is primarily in the warm, you know, it's primarily in summer and fall. And then there isn't that much in the cold months. Whereas with fish, there's fish available year-round. Sometimes it's different species, and what's available is determined partly by the ecology of the species, like some fish go offshore or come closer in different seasons, but also by the regulations, like what is allowed to be taken at different times of year. Mm-hmm. But the upshot is that there is seafood available year-round, which is different from ag, from terrestrial.
But do you have CSAs that people can sign up for so they get it?
Yeah.
Is it like a CSA?
Yeah. Yeah. It is like a CSA. It's a biweekly. So people sign up in advance if they want to, and they get fish every other week. And we have a system where people host a cooler on their porch, and then their neighbors can come pick up the fish at their location. Because people used to come to the schools to pick up fish, but schools are closed right now, so now we've developed a system that's based basically on neighbors hosting fish pickups.
I want to know how much you teach them about life as a fish when we continue here. And also, what I do want to know is this business of the playlist that you have on your website. What's that aimed at doing? You had some interesting music there, but how does that play into what you're doing at Fishadelphia? Meanwhile, back at the ranch, as they say, let me remind people listening to this program about the import of keeping your nose clean. How many of you have heard the story? We all know what's going on now. The virus is changing. It's mutating. You may have to get 3 shots instead of 2. You may have to wear 2 masks instead of 1 and all of that stuff. Well, you know, your body is much better protected if the 2 areas of your body where most of this stuff comes in are clean. Most notably, your nose, because that's the biggest orifice where things come into your body that you would like to perhaps not have come into your body, like dangerous germs, viruses, allergens, that sort of thing. There's a pioneering suction fix that goes along with Navage, the nasal care system that I've been talking about now for about 3 or 4 months. It really is fabulous because it's all natural. That's why I get so excited about it, because I only talk about things that are natural. No drugs for me and no drugs for you, at least things that I'm going to talk about. So if you have allergens, if you're like I have allergies to hay and ragweed and stuff on my farm, I get sinusitis, common colds. This will help all of that stuff. The Navage salt pod capsules create a perfectly balanced nasal rinse. Takes just a second to do it. Approved by the Food and Drug Administration. Easy to take. Well, if you go to Navage.com, I can only tell you in 60 seconds a little bit to underscore how easy it is, how healthy it is, how natural it is. But you really do know. You get it. Clean noses mean a healthier life. And so make good nasal hygiene your new normal. Order the Navage, the nasal care system that actually works the natural way. Go to Navage.com. N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buonasera.
Buonasera.
How can I make the most of waiting for my next big vacation?
Translate your questions into goals by investing with Merrill Edge Self-Directed. It's more accessible than you think, with helpful planning tools plus free online stock and ETF trades, so you can keep practicing your pronunciation. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Other fees may apply. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed or may lose value.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/news. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Dr. Talia Young is here from Fishopedia. It's Fishadelphia. I don't know. I kept looking at Fishopedia and thinking, no.
But maybe we should buy the Fishopedia domain too.
I think you should. Actually, it's available, so help yourself. But Fishadelphia.com is where you can go to find out. So, well, I asked you about this playlist. I was trying to figure out what. What I'm looking at some of these, the songs, True Colors by Cyndi Lauper, all of these things. So why do you have a focus on music on your website?
Well, we do a number of things with the young people, and part of it is making ourselves contemporary, especially on social media. And this is one of the things that the students thought was really important for us to do, especially in the pandemic, to be able mm-hmm. to give people things that they could enjoy and be connected to us with. And the playlists were one of them.
What do you think, what surprised you most when you got into this? This is such a unique, really very narrow, you know, focus on something that is important, granted. But what was your, when you first started working with the youngsters, what were you most surprised that they didn't know about fish?
That's so interesting. I might say, in some ways, I've been more surprised about what they do know about fish.
Really?
And I mean, what's been so amazing is that we've been collecting, I don't know, so once we ended up getting a bunch of eel bycatch from some traps, and then we ended up.
Hi. I assume that's your child there in the background. That's cool. Yeah, yeah.
And then we ended up selling a bunch of the eels to some of the student families, and then they sent us videos of how they process them.
Cool.
And I was like, oh, right. Like, you know how to process seafood that maybe the many of us don't know how to handle. And then it turns out a bunch of the kids joined the club because they like recreational fishing. And I was like, oh, of course. And that they sometimes, you know, go recreational fish in the Delaware or wherever else. And we had another student join because he loved the environment and he was vegan.
Really?
Here you are, yes. So, you know, they're often things that students don't know, right? But it's been also a joy to be thinking about what the students do know and why they're excited about it.
Mm-hmm. So how do you, and by the way, I was talking about having community-supported agriculture, the CSAs. What about farmers markets? I'm trying to think of some of the farmers markets that I've been to and whether or not they had fish. Are you getting making headway there?
Yeah, we've been starting to sell at farmers markets, and I think we're going to sell at there's a community market that sells a lot of things, including like prepared food and textiles and a bunch of other stuff. I think we're also going to try to sell there. So especially because outdoor sales is a good way to go right now.
Yeah. And then the business about the youngsters and what they do, this program has to cost money. How are you getting it funded? Is the city doing it like it was an educational part of the educational system, the school system?
We have a couple of grants from the feds, and then we earn some revenue from our fish sales. But our fish sales revenue covers the cost of our product, but doesn't totally cover our operational costs. And it doesn't cover our educational costs, obviously. Mm-hmm. And we have some grants to do that.
There's a lot of stuff to pick up here. And I can see, you know, people who have a lot of farms around my area have vendors that come in and sell various things like fish. And that's another angle.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
The Michigan State Legislature spent weeks debating a bill that would pressure fast food restaurants to stop offering Happy Meals with gender-specific toys. There were committee hearings about the cultural effects of giving kids little race cars or Barbie dolls. Legislators worried about the practice of asking parents if they wanted the Happy Meals for boys or girls, possibly leading to identity crisis or worse. Surprisingly, no witness questioned whether or not there was any proper role for government in the issue. Examples were made of McDonald's and Burger King, but those are both private companies. The deals they make with their customers are private exchanges, none of the government's business. The free enterprise system is called free for a reason, and it's just not that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more.
We've all seen, and perhaps use, the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
After the hour now on the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen. Now, this comment about stress, is that word something that is overused? I think about that all the time. I recently had a small episode that some consider to have been a temporary sort of a stroke, lasted about a minute and a half. When you get right down to brass tacks, what causes these sorts of things and many, many other problems that not only farmers have, but we all have, has to do with the amount of stress. And if you're a dairy farmer, my God, or any kind of farmer, I mean, think about, and I don't mean that my purpose here is not to make it worse. My purpose is to get you to think about it. I've done a lot of different things since this came to my attention, you know, there's a certain amount of benefit from meditation, breathing, being conscious of what's going on, appreciate, even if you have a lot of worries, and who doesn't? Anybody in the farming business today has lots of, you're doing a family farm thing, you're always worried about making ends meet, having enough food for the people that you're finding are now much more so depending on you because of COVID. But, you know, there's stress around us all. That's the way we kind of live our lives, not just farmers. But it's more important. I mentioned something earlier on my Monday through Friday program that I do, the DJV show, about farmers and how many are committing suicide. Many farmers as vets are committing suicide. And it's because of bad government policy. It's because of the pressure of big ag on the smaller farms, the pressure on the land. What are we going to do with it? Kids not wanting to stay on the farm. Average age of a farmer is like 64, that kind of stuff. And finding help is very stressful. All of these things and dealing with the weather. How am I going to make sure the right nutrients are in the soil? You name it, it's a challenge. But we all have them. All of our lives have challenges. My challenge has been in the last few years, I raise Jersey replacement heifers. I used to milk about 130, 140 cows, sell raw milk and cheeses and ice cream on my farm. And I stopped doing that because we had a major weather incident. One of my barns collapsed and it killed 8 cows, and I just didn't have the heart anymore to deal with all of the problems that come from trying to run a dairy operation in a suburban configuration. Well, I mean, it isn't just suburban. Look around the country and all of the things that we are trying to deal with. Some of the situations are getting better. Some of the situations are worse. Some of us are just failing. Support of a country. Support of people who are going to keep you in business. Somebody came to my door last night. We had a snowstorm here in the Northeast. And so there were a couple of animals that hadn't gone into. I have a shelter in each of the pastures. And I also have a loafing area, and they can go undercover if they want to. Cows often, as you know, those of you who are into dairy or into cows, know that they are, you know, we have situations out in the plains where there are beef operations. The cows stay out all the time. I remember not long ago, a couple of years ago, up in, I think, Wyoming or Colorado, where there was a beef operation out in the plains, and it was suddenly got to like 19 below zero in a heavy snowstorm, and a bunch of cows died because they froze. That was what was going on my farm when I quit milking. It went to, after we had 11 feet of snow on the ground, flat, 30-foot drifts. And the cows there, it was so cold, it got to be 30 after the storm, the biggest storm. It went to 30 below, stayed there for 3 days. The cows' hooves were freezing to the feedlot floor. They were getting frostbite in their teats. And their bags, and so I just, you know, that for me, quality of life for the animals is most important. So I sent the cows someplace warm. In fact, I really did. And so I think about what people, this person came to the door and saw a couple of cows out in the pasture and said, why are these cows outside? It's snowing. And this is a person who doesn't have a clue. And I said, well, there's a shelter for them. There's a big, at the end of the pasture, there's a shelter they can go into if they want to. They don't want to. You know, I've got a big ring with a round bale in it, and for whatever the reason, the cows want to go out and eat, and they wander around, and they go back in. But these people don't understand it. So the reason I bring it up now is because that creates more stress, too. When people come to you that think they know what they're talking about, and more often than not, they don't. But this woman made no bones about it. She said, if you don't take care of those cows, I'm going to report you. I've been around cows since I was 4 years old. You think I don't know how to take care of cows? And anybody that knows me, how I take care of the animals, they know that that's the standard. I want the cows to be happy and healthy. So anyway, that's another stress. And I just, the reason I wanted to talk about stress is because it's all around us. Manage it. Do some breathing, do some exercising, stop smoking, do a lot of stuff. Eat well, lose the weight, all those things. Very good for us. And we all need to be reminded of it from time to time. So I guess that's my role here. I'm Doug Steffen on The American Family Farmer. It's harvest time.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.